special English listeners, you have a chance to win a portable radio that receives shortwave, medium wave, and FM. Just tell us what time you heard this announcement. Give the local time and the frequency or wavelength you're tuned to. Or tell us if you heard this online or by satellite. Again, tell us what time you heard this, also the frequency or wavelength, or if you were listening online or by satellite. Write to VOA Special English Contest, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Or send an email to contest@voanews.com and be sure to include your name and address. Your response will go into a drawing to win the radio or other prizes. Again, VOA Special English Contest, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or contest@voanews.com.
I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Every week, we tell about a person important in the history of the United States. Today, we tell about actor and dancer Gene Kelly. Experts say he did more than anyone else to make dance popular in America.
Gotta dance, gotta dance.
Eugene Curran Kelly was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1912. His mother wanted all five of her children to play music and to dance. Gene was more interested in becoming an athlete. Yet he continued his dance lessons even as he became successful in sports. He said later that he never started out to be a dancer. He wanted to play professional baseball for the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team. But, he said, he discovered girls liked his dancing.
Gene Kelly graduated from the University of Pittsburgh in 1933. He started teaching at a dancing school. He also directed local plays and performed with his brother Fred. He went to New York City in 1938. He was 27 years old. After dancing in a few Broadway shows, he got the lead part in the musical play Pal Joey in 1940. Critics in New York praised Gene Kelly for his ability to sing and dance, and at the same time create a believable character on stage. Soon, he was offered work in Hollywood. He went to California in 1941.
Gene Kelly's real success in movies began in 1944. He and director Stanley Donen created a special dance for the movie Cover Girl. In it, Gene Kelly appears to be dancing with himself. Cameras took pictures of him doing two dances separately. Then the two pictures were placed on a single piece of film. In the movie, two Gene Kellys seem to chase each other up and down steps, threaten each other, and leap over each other's heads. Gene Kelly said later that he had made a huge discovery in that movie. He said dancing in a movie does not look the way it does on the stage. So he tried to do things differently for the movies. He tried to invent dance movements that were especially created for cameras.
In 1945, Gene Kelly first used a method of filming seen often today. He shared the movie screen with a drawing. In the movie Anchors Away, he appeared to dance with a cartoon mouse. It cost $100,000 to film the 8-minute dance. Gene Kelly danced first. Then cartoon artist filmed the drawings of the mouse's movements. The two films were combined into one. In the movie, Gene and the mouse are happily dancing and singing together.
Gene Kelly was part of another movie-making first in 1949. It happened in On the Town. It was the first movie musical to be filmed in a real city. On the Town is about three sailors in New York. The movie shows sailors getting off their ship. Then they sing and dance through the city streets. Musicals were normally filmed on sets built in Hollywood to look like other places. Gene said movie company officials at the time thought filming in the real city was crazy, but it worked. It changed movie musicals forever. Gene Kelly called On the Town his favorite movie. It opens with the song New York, New York.
We've got one day here and not another minute. See the famous sight. We'll find the romance and danger waiting in it beneath the Broadway lights.
But we've hair on our chests, so what we like the best of the night.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any. We got just one day, gotta see the whole town, right from Yonkers on down to the bay, in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Some critics say Gene Kelly's greatest success was the 1951 movie An American in Paris. It won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Gene won a special Oscar for his singing, dancing, acting, and creating dances. The movie ended with a 17-minute ballet dance. It showed the effect of the city of Paris on the hero. In the ballet, Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron dance to George Gershwin's An American in Paris.
Many people think the best Gene Kelly movie of all is Singin' in the Rain. Experts say Singin' in the Rain was the last of the great movie musicals. It was released in 1952. In one part, Gene Kelly sings the title song while he dances. It is considered one of the best movie scenes in history. In it, he shows how happy he is at the idea of being in love. He performs the song and dance while heavy rain falls on a lonely city street.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Gene Kelly appeared in 45 movies. He danced and sang. He acted in movies that were not musicals. He produced movies and directed them, too. He also directed musical plays on New York City's Broadway. He appeared on television, winning an Emmy Award for the show Jack and the Beanstalk. Gene Kelly was in 3 That's Entertainment movies. In those movies, he worked with another great dancer, Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire was a movie star when Gene Kelly was just starting to dance. Kelly said he was too big for the kind of dancing Astaire did so well. He said his kind of athletic dancing was better done in pants and a shirt than in the more formal clothes Astaire wore.
Gene Kelly died on February 2, 1996, following a series of strokes. He was 83 years old. He had been honored many times for his work. He was given awards by the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the American Film Institute. The government of France gave him a Chevalier of the Legion of Honor. President Clinton gave him the American National Medal of Arts. People said he had created a new kind of American dance by mixing modern, tap, and ballet in an athletic way. Gene Kelly always said he was not that important. He said he really was just a song and dance man.
Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance. Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody dance. Out on that gay white way, in each fairy cafe, orchestras play, taking your breath away. Broadway rhythm, it's got me, everybody sing and dance. Broadway rhythm. Oh, that Broadway rhythm. When I hear that happy beat, feel like dancing down the street. That Broadway rhythm, writhing, beating rhythm.
Gotta dance.
Gotta dance.
This special English program was written by Nancy Steinbach. It was produced and directed by Lawan Davis. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Listen again next week at this time to People in America on The Voice of America.